thanks for joining us, Neil. Much appreciated. What's your thoughts after that? There's your big open question for you.
Down in the first week ever, I didn't want to come up. Don't know, it's hard, isn't it? You've got their manager telling us that we couldn't live with your pace, we couldn't live with your movement, but I didn't think we did a great deal with the pace or the movement. I thought we got into the final third and we played a different formation. Just not brave. Listen, I'm not going to dress it up. We're bringing in a centre forward tonight. We've waited, got Curran back. We've got a lad coming. I'll have to remain nameless, but from a Championship club who plays higher up. I've got Luke Griffiths back. I don't know. It's great when it's going for you. And if the game stays 1-0, maybe we're in a chance. It's a shocking decision from the referees, two hands in the back. But still, after that, they just go into the shell, deflated, and just don't score at the top end of the pitch. And you know, this is, if it's me, it's me. But they don't look like they want to score. But you know, there's no questions. If you're a front man, you're a front man. You're going to score goals, and we don't look like we want to score goals. So I'll have to bring someone else in who does want to score goals.
I mean, most of the talking points from this game all happened in the first half. The first half was an amazing spectacle, end-to-end stuff, ebbed and flowed, and that kind of thing. Like you say, I mean, the goal we get is from a penalty, definite penalty, no doubt about it. Their goal, Carney was pushed. Yeah. It was a cracking finish for Duggan, regardless. But there was two opportunities around the 40-minute mark for both Linney and Carney, where you think if you just shoot a bit earlier,
score 3-1 up. Just go 3-1 up. I can't. The whole goal opens up. You know, go 3-1 up. I mean, Aaron Morris gets in there and turns it down, if you remember. Mm. He got 6-7 yards out. Just let it go. But we don't. We just don't. And, I don't know. I don't know. It's we're missing. You know, Regan's had to come off with his knee. He made a complaint at half-time with his knee. And that's his operated knee from last year. So we'll have to wait and see what that happens. But even still, the goal returns. I mean, I don't know if you noticed the formation today. We kind of just packed everyone at the top end of the pitch and just left Curtis Johns sit in. But even with that, you know, we get into good areas, and you know, Tundy's running socks off today. We get some good areas. Just deliver. Turn it back on yourself.
Owalabi as well. I mean, his pace was electric. I mean, Duggan had to basically clothesline him to stop him at one point. But it is just a case of shooting a bit earlier. And
then, I mean, look, they've had a chance second half, the set piece. We've got to do better. You've got to do better. You know, we know who it is, and they've said it, but you can't keep legislating for it. They're a team that play off set pieces, the big, the strong, the physical. We knew that. But you know, some lads out there, I don't know, I quite like what they did in the last 5 minutes when they're knocking us off our stride and wasting time. I like all that.
The same.
Smashing people off the ball. I'm like, that's my lads. When have you smashed somebody in a game? We're jumping over tackles in the first half and everyone's cheering. We're giving balls away. Yeah. Easy passes and then running back afterwards. And the crowd are going, oh, well done, brilliant. It's rubbish. Mm. It's rubbish.
I was saying exactly the same to Ben. And, you know, that's how you win games. End of story. But my feelings were as well that we wasted so many set play opportunities in that last 15-20 minutes, time and time again. It was goalkeeping practice.
McMillan, you put a ball with snow on, and he's going to catch everything. I'm saying, Donny, you here? Good score on the back post. He whips it towards the corner flag. You then get another one over there on the far side. Donny, whip it and go and score on the back post like we nearly scored the other week against Hyde. Two back keeper, thank you very much. Listen, there's certain things that you can't legislate for, and we keep saying we don't work on it in training. Well, we don't work on any training, but they do their own thing, some people. They go into a robotic mode, I think. But you know, if we get a chance to put it right Tuesday, there's new lads coming in. Then I've just said to the lads, I ain't wasting my time phoning people on Monday. The squad will be what it is.
I mean, we do have to put a bit of perspective in this, in the fact that, you know, Warrington, by all accounts, should be in the National League North this season anyway. So, you know, to have a first half the way we did, where we should be 3-1 up in reality, or 3-0 up even, if you think Carney was pushed, is... I mean, there is a bit of something there, isn't
there? I'm not going to get in trouble for saying this, because Toby and Guards will say the same thing. Yeah, they've got a really good budget for the league. Yeah, they've got a really good experienced team. They should be winning the league.
They always have.
Yeah, they always have. You know, they've got a backer in Toby. Yeah. They will throw money at him.
Exactly.
But you can keep saying that, First off, I didn't know they paid what they paid and we paid what we paid. It was a case of my lads went toe-to-toe with their lads. Second half, my lads said at half-time, even 15 minutes ago to the first half, we changed the game plan. You know, Potts and Carney have made a play 10 yards in front of Jones at all times. We're about 10, 15 minutes ago, they're in behind him. So then there's a massive gap into Regan. And, you know, first half, we're getting close to Regan and he was getting joy, but it's a mentality thing. But it is, you know, some fans have just had a pop and, you know, rightly so. But it's not for the want of trying, I think. You know, I think we've given it a go. You know, we've tried to get a front man over the line. We've got one in for Tuesday, which is brilliant. He's played in the FA Cup today.
People are Googling now.
Yeah, yeah. he played in the dinner time game today. He's signed. I'll tell you, it's Jordan Buckley at Earlham. You know, we've had an agreement with their manager and all, and me, that he played in the FA Cup today because it was live. And, you know, he can't wait. He signed a week last Friday, but we said we won't put it in. Big, strong, powerful centre forward, scores goals. We've got a deal looking like with Alex Babos, under 23, captain at Derby, coming in. With paperwork, was back and forth last week. Got Currens come back in, we've got Griffiths come back in. So, brought Cam in, keeper today. Just got to keep going. You know, this isn't about ability now. This is strength of character. It's a test of character. And there's some weak-minded people in there. So we've got to address it.
Just to focus on a couple of positives on that pitch. I thought Curtis Jones was brilliant in some of the challenges he was putting in. Aaron Morris again. Has made right back his own. I'd suggest, kindly suggest, in my humble opinion. But I know Alabi's pace is. The bits are there. It's just about putting it all together. Yeah, can we do that in time for Tuesday, do you think?
Yeah. Well, listen, there's not going to have time on the training ground, but there's new faces coming in, and, you know, they get the opportunity, and people are desperate to play for this club. You know, I know they are. We've given opportunities now, probably too many to a couple of people. So, you know, happy with the first half, second half. Nah, huffed and puffed. But again, I said the old adage. You know, it's not we're not changing anything; they're changing. So if they're not listening to me, then, you know, if I'm not going, they're going. You know, that's the thing.
And with Tuesday in mind, like you say, you can't get them on the training ground. So what can you do as a manager between now and Tuesday to make sure everyone just forgets this kind of thing, or learns from it at least?
I mean, we're always in constant contact with each other. You know, they've got to recover. They've got to be honest with each other. You know, whether or not they think they deserve to be in the squad. I've got 17 today. I'm bringing four in, so that's 21. So there's five going out. So, you know, and I've just said that whoever misses out, you know, you're missing out for a reason, so don't bother contacting me because, you know, the decision's made. What we've got to do now is the lads that are staying in there have got to thank themselves lucky that it's not them, because, you know, the changes will be made, and, you know, hopefully that's enough to give us that springboard to go and beat Warrington, because, you know, for all due respect, and they've done great, and I congratulate Warrington to go through the FA Cup, but, you know, seeing what I've seen today, I'm not over scared about going to Cantilever Park on Tuesday night. You know, it'd be tough again, but we've shown that we can go toe-to-toe with them. We've just got to do it for 90 minutes.
It's a different game and all, though. You know, on Cantilever, it's a tighter pitch. It's bobbly. It'll be hard. It'll be kicking up here, there and everywhere. So it's up to the lads, you know, not only to battle against the opponent, it's also up to them to battle against themselves and the field.
Yeah.
You know, to actually prove that they're here. They want to be here.
I think they're good enough players. That's the thing, they're good enough players.
Consistently, though, they let themselves down.
But that's I've talked about this every year. I go, it's a mental thing. I don't know. You know, I've got Mike Donoghue, who's one of the most talented players I've ever played with or against. I can't get it out of him for whatever reason. He's putting himself under too much pressure. You know, now Rodney, everyone's training Tuesday, Thursday night. Wow, what a player. You give him another chance today. You see glimpses of it, but you don't see them consistently for 90 minutes. And you're like, but listen, I've signed him, so. I've said it'll be my side, and it is my side, so, you know.
But heading to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like you've made no bones about it in this interview. You're going to make some changes.
Yeah.
Some newbies might be appearing.
We're not right in the middle of the pitch. We're not right.
Are you looking forward to Tuesday?
I can't wait. You know, I've let them say what they want to say to each other in there, and they have done, and it's about time. You know, I'm bored of going in and saying the same thing, so I can't wait for Tuesday. I'm looking forward to seeing Jordan Buckley and, you know, Curran back and Griff back, and yeah, I can't wait to get them players back. So, you know, I've missed them. Just pity I can't get your likes of Chrissy Almond and Louis Myers and, you know, Charlie Hennessy's back. Well, you know, it is what it is. So we've got to go there and dust ourselves down and go again, and hopefully, you know, get the right result.